Remember when El Chapo was arrested last month? The powerful Mexican drug lord was caught after security forces stormed one of his hideouts. You can just picture a bust like that with soldiers, police, and drug enforcement agents swooping in for the arrest. But there are also people in lower profile roles involved in the fight against traffickers. The World's Monica Campbell has the story of one such person, a woman named Norma, who worked on anti-drug operations for years.
Norma says it all started back in the 80s. She was poor, living in Texas off a dirt road near the Mexican border. She came home one afternoon to find her stepdad drinking with his buddies. He called Norma over.
And he told me that they wanted me to work for them and that the way he saw it, he had already said yes and I really didn't have a choice.
The job? She'd be a mule, a drug smuggler. Her stepdad had ties to a cartel in Michoacan, 800 miles south into Mexico. You'll support the family, she remembers him saying. And Norma had a one-year-old kid herself. She was 16.
They gave me two guns, and we traveled to Mexico.
In Mexico, the cartel loaded her up with heroin.
They brought a bag with something that looked brown, like instant coffee, but wet, like very sticky. And I bought tape, and I bought a very long t-shirt. And when I was ready, they took me to the bus station and I came home.
She'd make deliveries in the States and head back south when she was ordered to. It was 3 years of this and the loads got bigger. She'd drive a car stuffed with heroin across the border.
And I didn't want to do it. I did it because every time I got money, I went home. I saw food on the table. I could get things for my kid that I could never get before. But I knew this was going to get me either in jail or killed.
One day, Norma, which isn't her real name, saw a way out. She was visiting a boyfriend in jail for drug trafficking, and she started talking to the cop working with the DEA on her boyfriend's case. He suspected that she was wrapped up in smuggling, too, and told her that her experience would make her a good DEA informant.
He said he would help me, and I believed him. It was, all of it was verbal. All of it. They never signed anything. I never signed anything with them.
She was paid cash, $500, $1,000, for busts like this one that she says she helped with.
They had a guy. He was selling heroin here in Dallas. And they wanted me to set up a deal to buy 10 pieces of heroin from the guy. And I did. I did. They caught him with the drugs. And I think they sent him to jail for 10 years. But they don't give you a lot of protection. If they catch you, you're on your own.
She worked like this on and off for nearly two decades. And all along, Norma thought being an informant would pay off in another way. She's undocumented and worried about getting deported and separated from her kids, all born in the U.S. The DEA did give her several temporary work permits, but she hoped for a permanent visa for her work.
An S visa, and they used to call it a snitch visa.
It's usually for witnesses and informants, and only a very limited amount are issued. Norma kept waiting for hers.
My controlling agent, he would tell me that the paperwork got lost, that somebody had dropped the ball, and they didn't know what had happened.
And then the DEA work stopped. Norma was cut loose, she says, with no clear explanation. The DEA wouldn't comment on Norma's case, saying it was reviewing it. It's unclear how many of the thousands of DEA informants are undocumented, like Norma. But Carlos Spector, an immigration lawyer in El Paso, Texas, says Norma's situation isn't unusual.
And when the DEA U.S. law enforcement employs informants, the disappointing aspect of it is they really do just cut them loose and often don't live up to any of the obligations or commitments they've made either in writing or mostly orally, because they believe, and I guess there's a culture, that we're dealing with criminals and we really don't have to abide by any rules since they don't.
Norma's 44 now and hopes to get her papers to live here legally. She's met with immigration lawyers and now works as a housekeeper, getting paid under the table. But she can feel trapped,
I turned in a lot of bad people. I have clothes in my car. I'm ready to leave whenever I need to leave.
But she wouldn't know where to go. Away from her family? No. And Mexico? Not an option, she says.
No, no, no. I don't think I would survive a very long time in Mexico.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.
Monica's story was produced in collaboration with Yolanda Gonzalez and New America Media's Women Immigrants Project. You can read Yolanda's full investigative piece. We have a link at PRI.org.